But I want to tell you something. This is a fraud. It's not true. They use the same tactic in marketing now. How many of you saw an advertisement for a cigarette where they show you a person in an intensive care in the hospital with an oxygen mask, with a ventilator, grasping for air, and telling you, buy cigarettes. It's good for you. You see a man on a horse, a cowboy, a picture of hell, telling you, buy this. How many of you saw an advertisement of somebody who had AIDS or any sexual transmitted disease? Advertising for some garbage, some sin. No, you don't see that. You see glamorous people. I'm going to speak frankly, young people, because we're living in a days where you don't have to go far away to commit sin. How many of you have computers, access to computers? Don't show your hand. I know every one of you has. You don't have to go far away. I want to blow the whistle today. Sin is not pretty. Sin is very ugly. There's no glory in sin. Sin is very shameful. And there is, sin is not pleasant. Sin is actually very dirty. No rest in sin. There's a lot of pain that comes with sin. There's no lasting joy with sin, but there's lasting sorrow. There is no lasting pleasure with sin, but there is lasting grief. There is no comfort in sin, but there's a lot of discomfort that comes with sin. Young people, sin is not funny. Sin actually is a tragedy. You use your own language. Sin is not cool. Sin actually is gross. It's disgusting. But it's been marketed completely different. And man has been buying it all the time. Sin is not cheap, young people. Sin is very expensive. One more time. Sin is not cheap. Sin is very expensive. After all, it costed the Son of God his life, and it costed God his Son. Don't believe the false advertisement about sin. It is not true. It is not true at all. Sin is very sinful. But you might ask the question, I'm going to stop and let others help. What is sin? I need somebody to turn to John chapter 3. I think it's verse 4. First John chapter 3. In verse 4, I ask a young brother, please just stand up and read.
First John 3, verse 4. Whoever commits sin also commits lawlessness. And sin is lawlessness.
Thank you. Sin is lawlessness. You want a definition of sin? Underline that in your Bible, write it down. It means you do whatever you want to do. There is no authority to restrain or to curb you. That is what sin is. Doing what you feel like it. If it's feel good, do it. And follow the crowd. Young people, this is all I have to say. I want to scare you from sin. I want you to be scared. Real scared from sin. There is fear. Don't play with it. Don't touch it. I'm sure you know people, and I know, young men and young ladies stop to look. Curiosity, you like to experience things. They have ruined the life. They have ruined their testimony. They have ruined their family. They have ruined even local assemblies and testimonies. Sin is very, very serious. This is God's estimation of sin. This is what the Word of God is saying about sin. I didn't make any of that up. You read through the Word of God, it's right there. But the apostle is writing and saying, I write these things unto you. Now you have no excuse that ye sin not.
Another definition for sin, I think, would be what comes up in Romans 3. Could somebody read it? Romans 3 and verse 23.
Romans 3:23, for all have sinned and come short of the glory of God.
Now just that expression that we can capture there, the matter of coming short, that is that God has had a holy standard, and man has not lived up to that holy standard. Man has come short of that. So no matter how short, the issue now is not how short has he come. The issue that he is that he's come short. So no matter that you may have, like we came across the George Washington Bridge, no matter you may have the George Washington Bridge connecting the New York to New Jersey, if it is 2 inches short, it is still short. You may say, well, I can step over that. Yeah, that's right. But nevertheless, it's short. It didn't meet the standard of the architectural standard, the design to connect the bridge perfectly from side to side. So what God is saying is, no matter how you might have done, that is, you don't think you've done the most horrible and horrific things, but if you have not practiced what God's standards are, you've come short. So I think one of the things that we must understand that is this, that sin is self-will. And you know what? We need to explore this a little bit more, because very often most of us think, when we talk about sin, we start thinking about sexual sins, things that are highly immoral. We start thinking about drugs and alcohol and all that stuff. And we label that as sin. And we say, well, I don't do that, so therefore to some degree I am not sinning. But on the other hand, if I'm practicing self-will, which is in absolute opposition to the will of God, no matter what that self-will expresses itself in, it is sin. So I think it might be very helpful for us to look at those avenues of sin where we express ourselves, not necessarily in the blatant immoral acts, but even in the self-will that we practice.